All right. Okay, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. And it starts with you believing that you can. When you believe that you can and that you have a why that's big enough, the how will take care of itself. But you got to start believing. That's where it begins. Now, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Hey, I always say this is the best way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start, because you can come to this call every Sunday night and get something of value that you can apply to your business right now, something that's going to make a difference for you right now. And I promise you that that's true for you tonight. I guarantee it. But before we get there, let me talk about a couple of things really quick. Number one, you know, we've been going through this pandemic for a while now, and it's at all levels, it's very frustrating to deal with. And people have different attitudes and mindsets and philosophies about whether it's real, whether it's a hoax, or what's necessary to get on the other side of the pandemic. It changes its flavor, if you will. It changes your opinion when you meet someone or you know someone who's actually had the coronavirus, who's gone through the quarantine, gone through all of the medical issues surrounding it that would have them survive the virus. And there have been a couple of people in my life who have been attacked, if you will, by the virus. One person who has gone to the better part of it and gotten past all of the medical issues and you know, getting a good bit of help. And then we all know someone who's actually dealing with it right now. So I just want to send a special shout out to Coach Alan Johnston, someone that we all know and love on this call. He was just on the call a few weeks ago, and he came down with the coronavirus, okay? This makes it a little more real to some people, because Alan Johnston is real to us. So I'm just going to ask you that, you know, you give him positive thoughts, and, you know, if you're a praying person, to send some prayers his way. He's doing okay. You know, I've seen him text on Facebook, so I know that he's doing okay, but it's not something that just goes away overnight. So if you would, you know, send your thoughts and prayers to Coach Alan Johnston, and I would appreciate that. All right. Secondly, you hear people on this call talking about ambition. Now, yeah, I'll mention it every week, but you know, this is something that's really special this year. Ambition is going to be a virtual conference, which means you don't have to go to Dallas, Texas. You don't have to book the plane or the airline flights or be concerned about when, where, how you're going to, you know, be fed and everything else like that. You can look at Ambition, most likely on your computer or television set, in the comfort of your own home, in the comfort of a small group setting in your town with people that you're comfortable with. Hopefully you're all wearing masks, because that does make a difference. But you get to check out Ambition for only $99. Now, you can be a brand new consultant, or you can be somebody who's been with the company for 13, 14 years. $99 is a steal for what you're going to get by being an attendee at Ambition. First of all, the attendee-only bonus will allow you to make more than the cost of Ambition, especially this year, because your costs are lower. Secondly, you're going to get information and training that's going to catapult your business to a whole nother level. But in order to do that, you have to register, number one. Number two, you have to participate. So if you haven't registered for Ambition yet, I highly and passionately recommend go get registered. If you don't have the money for Ambition, go sponsor somebody. Help them get their customers. When you get your commission, apply it to your Ambition expense. And then deduct it from your taxes, okay? All of that is possible and available for you. There should be no excuses this year. Everybody should join us on the virtual national conference. It's going to be September 17th through the 19th. You'll get the details later as to how to see the event. But the event is being planned. It's already in the books as far as the planning is concerned. We're going to have a blast. You should be a part of it. Now, listen, it is my absolute joy to introduce our featured speaker for the evening. I'm just going to be flat honest with you. She is one of my favorite people in the entire company of Ambit Energy. Has been for a while. I think at some point, well, let me just say this first. She's someone who's won the Pure Energy Award. Five-star club winner. I think she's been on more than one five-star club trip. She's in the Comma Club. She's actually been featured in Success from Home magazine. She has a large organization, and she actually trains and coaches beyond Ambit Energy because of her talent and her skill. To me personally, I think at some point she should be a candidate for our Thompson Leadership Award. But we have her here tonight. She's going to make a difference for you. Please welcome to the call Executive Consultant Sherelle Slaith. Sherelle, welcome to the call.
Bear, thank you for having me on tonight. And Brian McClure, thanks for having me on tonight. That's awesome.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you on the call. I think this is your first time on the call, isn't it?
It is.
Okay. I can promise you it won't be your last. So what do you have for us?
What do I have for you tonight? Well, you know, I am going to go out on the limb and say that there are some new people on the line, and we might even have some guests on the line that don't know my story and have no idea who I am. And so thank you for the introduction and giving the high-level view of my Ambit Energy accomplishments. I appreciate that. It's been a fun ride, and it continues to be. But for those that don't know me, I'm going to just briefly go through my story. And my story is one, you know, when I look back on it and think about it, I'm going to say it's one of sacrifice, one of resilience, and one of persistence. But I'm not going to train in my story tonight. I'm going to actually train on a very practical point. And I'll get to that in one moment. But first, introducing myself, I'm an executive with Ambit Energy. I've been building the business for 8 years. This past May made my 8-year anniversary. The business was introduced to me during a time where I had met my husband and started having children. So today, I'm a mom of 3 children. They are 10, 8, and 6. But when I found Ambit Energy, I had 1 child and I was 8 months pregnant. And my dad, Oscar Carter from New York, invited me to take a look at the business. So I'm sponsored into business by my father. However, prior to that, I had a career in corporate America where I was working in healthcare. I was a healthcare consultant for one of the big 6 consulting firms. And it was like a big deal that I had gotten that job. Coming out of college, I was basically following my dad's footsteps, which was in healthcare. And I think a lot of people can relate to me in that sense where we typically just follow, you know, we do what we think we're supposed to do. We do what we see our environment doing because we are products of our environment. And so I was exactly that. I saw both of my mom and dad go to college. I saw them go out and get jobs. And my both of my parents are entrepreneurs as well. So I literally have followed into their footsteps. At the age of 24, after working my corporate job, my mother was diagnosed with a terminal illness. And guys, let me tell you, that was a pivotal point in my life. When I look back on it, I see it as pivotal. I think at the time it was just, you know, it was just devastating. I didn't know it was going to set me up for my future in business as well as my pursuit to dream and to have these big visions. But, you know, I was one of her, my sister and I were her primary caretakers. And what I recall is mom being in a lot of pain and having to go to work every single day. And at the time I just thought, this isn't right, and this is not fair. You know, she worked all of her life, and why isn't there another option for her? Why does she have to go to work? Well, she had bills to pay. She didn't have a backup plan. There was no residual income coming in. Now, granted, I'm 24 at this time. I didn't know what residual income is. Today, I have the terminology to define what was happening. But at then, I was just confused and I was upset that she had to go to work every single day. So let's just say a seed was planted. Fast forward, time goes on. I'm looking for something different and literally was insane because I'm looking for something different. but I was doing the same thing over and over again. I left my corporate job and found another corporate job, looking for the answer to not ever wanting to be in a situation where I couldn't control my time, not wanting to be in a situation where I didn't have enough money to take care of myself, just wanting complete independence and control of my financial future. I go out and get another job. I thought that was the answer, but it wasn't. So 4 years into that corporate job, I was 30, and I just said, you know what, this isn't working. And I just completed my corporate career right there and started into entrepreneurship. I got into real estate, ran a real estate company for 9 years. And it was during my real estate career where I met my husband, where I had my one-year-old, where I was 8 months pregnant, where my dad sent me a 20-minute video, which was the Ambit Energy opportunity. And for me, there was no question about whether I should join the business. There was no question in my mind as to whether I could build the business. And I really didn't have any idea of really what network marketing was. I just saw an opportunity to make money, more money than I was making in real estate. But really, I was looking at it as a complementary plan to build a second income to my real estate business while raising children. So that's all that I thought that it would be for me. So anyway, I got started. And the resiliency part of my story is I'm newly married, one-year-old, 8 months pregnant, and I had this real estate business, and I had a new Ambit Energy business that I was building at the same time. And, you know, I love talking to people that struggle with trying to figure out, where do I build this business? How do I fit this into my schedule? How do I make this a priority? I'm too busy. You can never be too busy to focus on your growth, your happiness, your independence. And so for me, it was about finding any moment, any minute I had in the day to build the business. And I continue to have that same self-mastery, if you will, you know, time management, where I'm just kind of after it. I'm after that vision. I'm after that dream. And so I was finding 15 minutes here and there to build the business. When the kids were taking a nap, when, you know, even when I'm nursing, you know, I had two kids under the age of 2 years old. So I had babies, one on the hip, you know, one being fed, and then I had another one on the way, right? But it was during that period of time of raising my kids where I actually built the business the quickest. I promoted to senior consultant. I promoted to regional in 6 weeks, and then it took me about a year to promote to senior. As a senior consultant, the great state of Ohio opened up, and I made some really tremendous sacrifices to leave my small children, and at that time they were under 3 years old, to move to Ohio and help launch the state of Ohio for Ambit Energy. That was a great run. That was when I promoted to executive consultant. And I continue with that same push, that same desire, with that same push and persistence even today. And the reason why I have that never quit attitude and that persistence and that grind to move and to continue forward is because of my vision. And when I look at everything that's out there, I have been a corporate executive. So I've had a job, and I had that for 10 years. I've owned my own brick and mortar business from age 30 to age, you know, 38. I know what that looks like. And by the way, during, you know, being a real estate owner, I owned a real estate company. So I've gone through the recession during that period of time. That was in 2008, 2009, 2010. I experienced that. And it is very difficult to own a brick and mortar business. But I have never seen any business model such as network marketing that allows you to build a business from home and manage your time that benefits you, as well as be able to do work and earn money for the work that you do, but also earn a residual on the work that you did. And I love that part of network marketing. And because of this model, the work that you did, I now, over the past 8 years, am reaping the benefits of hard work at the very beginning. Yet I'm still growing and building. So I'm still building and looking at the benefits that I'm going to reap in the future. So I'm grateful for building the business and seeing the vision early and getting to it right away. So now, kids, I said they're 10, 8, and 6. I call myself a stay-at-home mom. I'm a work-from-home mom. And I've trained my children to understand the importance of building a business, the fact that mom is home. And when mom works, mom's working, and, you know, they'll do what they do. So I think I'm building little entrepreneurs at home at the same time. So I'm a stay-at-home mom, and it's the residual income that has allowed me to do that. And right now I'm actually, I'm from Chicago, Illinois. That's where I build the business. And I'm currently in upstate New York, in Hudson, New York, for the summer, doing social distancing out here. And it's the residual income that Ambit Energy has provided for me and my family that is allowing me to be up here with the children and not worry about, you know, the expenses that I have while I'm out here, and some experience, you know, my expenses back at home. Now, my husband does still work a full-time job, so we are still pedal at the metal to get to the level that we want financially on a residual standpoint to free him from his corporate job as well. But what I wanted to talk to you guys tonight is what has been consistent with me from the very beginning in business that I believe is the number one thing that we all need to have, which is an attainable skill that we all can have. And that is posture. And just a couple weeks ago, I ran a poll, probably about a month ago, I ran a poll in my my team's Facebook community. We have a Facebook community for our Ambit Energy team. And I also ran a poll in another community that I lead on Facebook just for network marketing, women in network marketing. And I ran a poll and I said, hey, listen, what's the number one challenge that you have in business? And what they all said was finding the right people. And when I began thinking about that, finding the right people, that's key, right? You can't build a team if you can't find the right people to build with you. And you can't develop and lead people if you can't find the right person that wants to be coached by you. So finding the right people makes sense to me. But the number, you know, as I started thinking about how to train on posture and the posture a business person needs to have success in business, it made me start thinking about, you know, who I've grown to become through the years, but it started as a child. So as I train you guys tonight on these ideas, I'm going to give you some tips. So grab a pen and paper. I'm going to give you some tips on how you can gain posture to grow your business, but principally around how to get people to take you more seriously. Okay, so as you're approaching people to build the business, as you're sharing your vision of where you're going in the business, as you're painting the picture, you want people to take you seriously in what it is that you have to offer. So I think this topic for me, if you haven't seen me, I stand 5'11". I'm very tall. My volleyball height, I'm a volleyball player when I was in college. My volleyball height is 6 feet tall, 6'1", but I'm really 5'11". And as a child, that was uncomfortable for me because I was the tallest person usually from kindergarten all the way up to high school. And I just remember walking around. My grandparents were very keen on our height. Because my grandfather is 6'6", my father is 6 feet tall, my mom was 5'10". We're a very tall family. And what they would say to me is, Cheryl, stand up tall. You know, this is as a child, stand up tall. Lift your chin up. You know, be proud. Walk straight. You know, those were things that were said to me often. And so, you know, that's kind of ingrained in me. And I think over time, having good posture, just not in the physical way, but how I thought about myself became prominent in how I communicated to people and how I communicated to the world. So posture really is really your first step in getting positioned to have people respect you, to have people take you seriously, and most certainly for business. Okay, so number one, here's a tip for you. Here's what I want you to do in your network marketing business. Number one, I want you to think about your current positive position. So write that down. Think about your current positive position. Okay? Remember, whether you're new to network marketing, whether you're new with us in Ambit Energy, you know, whatever it is, know that you made a career leap from wherever you were before. You made a decision to leap from your career or to leap from whatever position you're in to become a network marketing professional, to become an entrepreneur. Okay? And your current positive position in that idea is that 97% of people in the world will continue to work for someone else, which makes you 3% of the people in the world who choose not to work for someone else. Okay? You choose to be an owner. And that is a very proud and prominent position to be in. So own that, okay? Most will not do what you're doing right now. So I think your current positive position is recognizing that you're in business for yourself and you're an entrepreneur and you're in the top percentage of performing people in the world. Even if you haven't made a dollar yet, you made the decision to separate yourself from the majority of the population. In addition, you now being an owner of a part-time business, which is network marketing, is going to pay you dividends into the future. You know that for sure, because that's the promise of our business model. If you work the business, that's the promise for you and into the future. So you now can say, when you sit down with a prospect or when you're sharing your vision with your family and your friends, you can now say that you're not concerned with your financial future because you now have a long-term plan in place to secure yourself and your family financially. That is a very proud position for you to be in, okay? And that can be a part of your script. You know, when people ask you, so what are you up to now? Or why did you choose Ambit Energy? Or why are you doing network marketing? You say, you know what? I'm so excited about the business that I'm pursuing right now because I'm no longer concerned about my financial future. I have a plan, a long-term plan for the future to secure myself and my family. That is a very strong current positive position and platform for you to speak from, okay? So that's number one. Oh, in addition to number one, be also proud that within the network marketing profession that you've joined, that within your community, inside of your community, which is Ambit Energy, you now have a company that will teach you everything you need to know, right? And on the outside of Ambit Energy, you also now are part of an exclusive community, a global network of network marketers that have also made a career out of helping other network marketers through personal development and offering that out to you, okay? That is a very strong position, very strong positive position for you to be in, and that is your current position, so own that, okay? So congratulations. That's tip number one. Tip number two is to paint your vision, right? Okay, so how do you paint your vision if you don't know what your vision is? Well, listen, I want you to create the highest, grandest vision possible for your life. And when you do that, you become what you believe, right? So create the highest, grandest possible vision for yourself. And when you have that vision, people will follow you because they know where you're going. But of course, people won't follow you if you're not able to communicate where you're going, right? So you got to learn how to communicate that vision to people, be very crystal clear, you know, in communicating that vision to people, and people will follow you. Okay? So that vision is so important. But your ability to communicate your vision and tell people where you're going is even bigger. When I'm out prospecting, you know, I hate using that word prospecting. When I'm sharing the opportunity or sharing my business plan, you know, or my business efforts for 2020, where I'm going this summer in business, how I'm going to spend the rest of my year in business, I'll give you an example of how I do number two, how I paint the vision. I tell people what my journey is. I don't go back and tell them what I've accomplished like Bear just did. He introduced me in a really great way. People don't care about what you did yesterday. They care about where you're going. So I use the words, you know, I'm on a mission. You know, I'm on a mission to help XYZ. Or I might say, you know, I'm on a journey to create financial independence for not just myself, but for my family. I might say, you know, I'm on a mission to make sure that my kids know that they have an option and a choice, that they don't have to work for someone when they graduate from high school. They can work for someone, but I'm on a mission to let them know that because mom was an entrepreneur, they can be an entrepreneur. I'm on a mission to let my kids know that you must work hard in order to get what you want. And you can do that when you work for yourself in entrepreneurship. That's how I paint my vision with people. And I talk in those terms when I'm sharing the business opportunity. Before I hit play, I'm painting the vision, because what I'm trying to get that person to do is to buy in to what it is that I'm painting and what it is that I'm building, if I want them to build with me. Okay? So that's number two. Tip number three is to become a leader. Is to become a leader in network marketing. You chose that as your career. You're part of Ambit Energy now. So don't just stay where you're at. Become a leader. And the most important person to lead is yourself, right? Leadership is key. So what you need to do now is just practice what you preached. So now that you've painted the vision for those that you want to have join your team, you now want to communicate that vision. Now you need to lay out the pathway that you plan on walking down and tell them that you're looking forward to them walking down that same pathway, right? So, and then you have to demonstrate that, right? Because people are watching you. Think about how many people, those of you that have been in the business for a while, think about all the people that you shared the business with now. Think about all those folks, and even the new folks that are in the business, you know, the last, you know, couple people that you shared this business opportunity with this past week, because you're just getting started, those people that you've asked to be your customers, if they told you no, or they said not right now, or you do it, I'm not interested in it, trust and believe that they're watching you, and they're waiting for you to quit. And because you've painted the vision of where you're going, and you're so excited, they're wanting you. They really, really deep down, everybody doesn't want you to fail. People don't want you to fail. They're actually looking for someone to prevail because they want to believe. People want to believe. And if you can show them that it is possible through your activity, then you may have won someone over, okay? So communicate the vision, lay out that pathway to follow, and then you walk that same pathway and do not quit. Just keep doing the activity. Now, you don't have to have the results. When I say be a leader in your profession and practice what you preach, I'm not saying you have to have the money to demonstrate, you know, to demonstrate the results to your prospects. I'm not saying that, you know, you've got to have the rank. You don't. You just need to demonstrate the activity, right? You just need to show them that you're actually building, that you're not quitting, that you're really serious about this vision of yours, that you really believe in the model that you're building, that you really believe in Ambit Energy. And people learn that not from what you say and your vision. They're learning that through your activity and what you do every single day. Okay? So that's becoming a leader. And then, okay, let's go to tip number four. Tip number four is to add value to the people that you talk to. So you know, the language that I hear a lot is, I didn't get that person. You know, I have a meeting this afternoon and I'm going to get them. I'm going to get this person. No, add value to that person, right? And the way that you add value to a person is to become a good listener. You have to learn what that person wants. What is it that they want in their life? What is it that they want for their family? What is it that they're after? What is it they're running from? It might be a point of pain, you know, that they're trying to get away from. By the way, a little inner note about me. You may hear me speak in passion, but really what I'm passionate about is a pain that I've experienced. I kind of mentioned that. I am fearful, and this is a part of my why. I am fearful of ever getting hurt or injured or underemployed if I were working for someone else and not having enough money to take care of myself. That's a pain that I experienced a long time ago through my mother. I don't want that to ever be my experience. I want to be independent, right? So what is it that person is desiring or needing or wanting? And it's through your listening that you're going to be able to capture that from them, okay? So do your research. And communicate to them. When I say do your research, learn our business enough to where you have the belief through testimonials that you heard through customers or through testimonials that you've gotten from your sponsor or leaders in the business, and give those testimonials, communicate those testimonials back to the person that you're talking about as the solution that will help them get what they want through Ambit Energy. Okay? So you don't even have to have that yet. But there are enough testimonials and enough experience in the industry of network marketing to where you can demonstrate that, and that's how you add value to the person that you're talking to. Okay? All right. Tip number 5, be truthful and genuine. We're talking about building your posture here, right? Be truthful and genuine. People like to hear that you struggled. You don't have to exaggerate. You don't need to lie and say, oh, I got my initial investment back in an hour, or I made $10,000 in my first month, or I made, you know, I built a team of, you know, 100 people in 30 days. If that didn't happen, don't say that it happened. It's not necessary to exaggerate. Be honest. And I, you know, recently I just brought on, and actually in the middle of, actually I haven't, this these two, this two people, they haven't enrolled yet, but I just had a conversation with two individuals over the last 4 to 6 weeks where I told my honest to goodness truth. I said, you know what, I haven't been actively recruiting at the beginning of the summer, because the reason why I built this network marketing business is so that I can have the summers off. My kids go to school from September to June, and in the summers, I'm there for them. You know, I'm still building the business, but I'm not like in full gear like I normally am during the school year. And I am living and experiencing the residual from my efforts in doing that. And guess what? They're interested in the business because I'm honest with them. I'm telling them the truth of what I'm doing right now and what I'm planning to do going forward. And mature people in age and mature people in experience, they can spot a liar instantly. So you want to be honest and tell people exactly where you are in business. So if you're just getting started in business, sorry, I had a FaceTime coming in. I have my children with me on summer break, and all of their friends are FaceTiming through my phone. So I had a little interruption there. So sorry about that. But being truthful and genuine in the business will get you very far, and it'll get you some very real people to connect with you, and they'll begin to have honest conversation with you about where they are as well, okay? So be truthful and be genuine. Tip number 6 is, even with all that I've shared with you already, you got to be prepared. You have to be prepared. And when I say be prepared, I'm saying be prepared. You know, have your video ready. Be ready with your three-way call. Have the skill, the process of our proven system available to you. Know what to do next. We talk about it all the time. It's a 7-step process. Be ready to push play on the video, because that's what's duplicatable. Be ready to do a three-way call with an expert that can welcome the new consultant to your team, or to validate the business, make sure they're available. Just be prepared and polished in the process of presenting the opportunity, because your faith in business growth puts you. Okay, let me back up a minute. If you're not prepared, and this is just the honest truth, if you're not prepared, you will be in the position of ridicule, because that's where your posture can begin to fall, because you just aren't feeling ready. And so, unfortunately, in business growth, that can happen. If you're not prepared. So being prepared is very, very, very important. And then I think my final thought that I want to share is that even with all of this, and remember the definition of posture, I don't think I gave you the definition of posture, but the definition of posture is believing in what you have to offer regardless of external acceptance or approval. So it's about what you believe all the way through. But also know that most people will never believe in what you do. Yet they're cheering you on. They want to see you succeed. Deep down, they do, because they, you know, most people, and I'm saying most people, I'm not saying all people, most people want to see success, but most people will never believe in what you do on a day-to-day basis. And the reason is because you have that gift. You've got that gift of vision of where you're going in your life. So it's up to you to hold up against everything that's going to come against you when you're building your business, because there is going to be a tug against you as you continue to grow. And guys, that is not a network marketing thing. It is just business, period, and it's entrepreneurship. So leadership, pulling, you know, just keeping those bootstraps up and keeping, you know, keep moving forward and not letting the outside world impact you as you're moving forward. So, posture is key in getting started, and it's also key in moving forward. And I'd say that's the number one thing, Bear, that I think that has allowed me to continue personally recruiting and growing the team that I've been able to grow since I've been in the business.
That's absolutely awesome. Listen, do us a favor though. Most of the time when people have a numbered list, someone at the end wants to like read the list again. So if you can just give those bullet points, the highlights again, if you would, like what number one, number two, number three.
Yeah, sure. Number one is to think about your current positive position. Number two is to paint your vision to others.
Okay.
Number three is to become a leader in network marketing. And the most important person to lead is yourself. So that's what
Absolutely.
I mean by leader. Doesn't mean, you know, bring a bunch of people along. No, just lead yourself. You do the thing that needs to get done. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Tip number four is to add value to people.
Okay.
Number five is be truthful and genuine. And number six, I said, was be prepared.
All right. So let me ask you this. Of those six, which one have you found to be the most challenging?
Leadership. I would say leadership, because I'm always growing. You know, working in a people organization and the dynamics that come up in teams and individually for people, I have to continue to grow. I have to continue to invest in myself so that I can continue to give value to others. And that's, I would put that under the leadership category. And I love leadership. I think that's actually one of my strengths, but it's also one of my greatest challenges is making certain I'm staying in integrity when I am leading myself and making decisions, and also when I am making decisions and bringing my team along with me. I think that's probably the biggest challenge.
Leadership. And you've invested, and you were saying you were invested in yourself. How have you invested in yourself? What do you buy? What do you do that is an investment in yourself?
Well, I'm a good listener. So I think the easiest thing that's available to me is the system that's already been built for us within Ambit Energy. I am a good follower. So when I joined the business, my sponsor, who was my dad, said, hey, every Sunday night, Brian McClure has a call. Get on that. I said, okay. And I'd say to this day, 8 years, I've missed maybe two, you know, with counting on 10 fingers, no more than 10 calls. I've not missed. And that's a lot of calls in 8 years, every single Sunday. So I'm religiously on this call.
I can relate.
Yeah, I'm religiously on this call. And that's it's educational for me. And then the duplication of, you know, listening to some of the morning training calls that's something that I've done early in my career in Ambit, where I'm religiously listening to any team call. It doesn't matter who, you know, what team it is. There are early morning calls that I get on, and that 30 minutes, I would listen to those. I'm a John Maxwell fan, so I listen to a lot of his leadership trainings that he does online, or reading a lot of those books. T. Harv Eckert. I mean, there's so many things that I'll read. If I hear, you know, on these calls, often a lot of the leaders mention books. I write the books down and I get the audio book and I listen to it, or I, you know, I read it. So I sign up for courses. I'm a big believer that we should master the network marketing, the skill sets in network marketing, but to actually grow the business, sometimes you need to look outside of our industry and see what other people are doing. And if it applies, or maybe an idea, it might be just one idea you'll get, you can bring it back into the development and growth of your business and your team. So I do a lot of outside learning as well.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Workshops.
And guys,
sign up for workshops.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say sign up for workshops. I can go on and on. I'm always learning. I love business. I'd like to grow. I like personally growing. I want to be better.
Absolutely.
I want to be better than I was yesterday. I want to be better than I was when I put my kids to bed tonight, you know? I want to keep getting better.
Yeah, you have to, because they're getting better all the time too.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, listen, Cheryl, we really appreciate you being on the call tonight. I love that you bring it. We've had numerous conversations together, and we've worked together on different projects, and I've always appreciated that you are you all the time, and you bring it all the time. You know, you up my game when I'm around you, and I really appreciate who you are. I wasn't kidding when I said that, you know, in my world, at some point you should be a candidate for the Thompson Leadership Award. And it's interesting that you say that leadership is one of your challenges, because in our world, you do it so well. I'm familiar with many of the members on your team, and I know that they're, you know, you've got members that have been loyal and dedicated and been following you for years, and you have done an excellent job of having them progress, not only in the business, but in their lives. So, you know, I just want to let you know that, you know, I appreciate you, and I think many people that may not have the opportunity or may not have taken the opportunity have an appreciation for you. And, of course, that's why we see you on stage at the national conference as the first speaker of the day and things like that. So thank you for being on the call, and I look forward to you sharing more with us in the future.
Thank you. And I want to thank Brian McClure as well for inviting me to come on tonight.
There you go. I'll make sure that he hears that. Okay. So, folks, if you want to hear this call again, let me recommend that you go to the two ways that you can do it. I mean, he does it so well, so I got to plug him. Norbert Hennessy will have a link on Facebook in many different Facebook groups that dealing with Ambit Energy that you'll be able to click on that link probably in very shortly and hear this call again. And you can also go to topambitleaders.com probably tomorrow morning and be able to listen to this again. So I invite you to do that. Either check out Norbert Hennessy's link on Facebook or topambitleaders.com, and you'll be able to hear this again. And most importantly, be able to share it with some of the people that are on your team that did not make this call. We will be here next Sunday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. We'll be looking forward to having you with us. Invite a friend, and we're gonna have fun again next week. Thanks for all of you being here. I'm going to open up the line so that you can thank Sherelle. Hang on just a moment.